Next on Discovery Channel Radio, Tool Belt Diva with Norma Valley from Discovery Home Channel. If you have a home improvement question or problem you'd like to ask the Tool Belt Diva, call 1-877-33-SERIOUS and dial channel number 135 for Discovery Channel Radio. You can also email Norma your question at discovery.radio@discovery.com.
Hi, this is Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. I am your host, Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva, and I'm in the studio today with a really great guest. His name is Jordan Marcus. He is a graphic designer. Say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I am Jordan Marcus, a graphic designer.
You know, we had a discussion. Actually, Jordan is a very dear and old friend of mine. We know each other from high school.
Yep.
And what that's like, how many years ago? You know, I know you since I'm like 14.
I was going to, yeah.
A few years ago. Just a few, right? And Jordan Marcus is a graphic designer, and I've known that because I knew when you graduated from Pratt.
Right.
You went into graphic design.
Right.
But all these years, I've never really known what it is exactly that you do.
Not too many people do. My parents still don't even know exactly what I do.
Do you know exactly what you do?
I don't. It's always hard to explain.
Well, this is the thing. You know, I pinned Jordan down one night and I said, you know, Jordan, tell me what it is exactly that you do. And he got into detail about the environmental graphic design.
Correct.
Right? What is it?
Right.
It's
people, I mean, once I say environmental graphic design, people are assuming it has to do with the environment.
Greenpeace.
Right. And recycling and things like that. But in actuality, it does have to do with the environment, but it's more about graphics out in the world.
Right.
About what people see, touch, feel, get involved in.
In a space. Right. So when Jordan got into detail about what he does, I thought, man, I think that what you apply to your work, people should apply in their homes. And Tool Belt Diva, if anyone has had the pleasure of seeing the show Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Home Channel, Tool Belt Diva is not only about fixing things, about refacing your fireplace or, you know, putting in a ceiling fan. It's about taking control of your reality, you know, claiming a space, making it your own. So we discuss what it is that you do. One of the major things that you do is signage.
Correct. Architectural signage. That's, you know, that's the most simplistic way to put it. Correct. But within that, architectural signage, it's there's that whole myriad of whether it's industrial design, landscaping, again, creating that sense of place, making people feel like it could be thematic within a building, within a space itself. It can be anything from, you know, a hotel that has sort of a theme that's associated with that to a mall to give a character.
Right.
Things like that. Or
right.
it can be as simple as custom designing restroom signs for corporate interior offices.
Now, who needs a restroom sign in their home?
No one.
That's why you were reluctant to want to do this interview with me. But the thing is, because when you started explaining in detail, I realized when you're in somebody's home, you know, signage, it may not be a sign per se, but think about all the things that people hang on walls in their house.
Right.
Okay, pictures, photos, shelves, sconces, artwork, etc. And where do you put them all?
Well,
where is the right way to put it?
Well,
and I know
correct.
That there are certain principles that you always adhere to, pretty much, to determine what makes a place comfortable, what will guide a person through, what is going to make that environment feel right, seem right.
Correct.
And I know that in a lot of people's houses, that, you know, placement of things on the walls is either way off. It makes you feel confused. Like I have, I had mentioned this to you. In my girlfriend's house, in her kitchen, there's a picture. It's like the sole picture. It's up high. It's about 2 inches from the ceiling. And it's just there by itself. It's like totally out of place. And you just stare at it. And it's like, what is it doing there? Why is it so high up there? And I have no idea why it is.
And you sit there and you wonder, correct? And you're saying that just doesn't feel right.
You know what?
It
doesn't make sense. I think it's covering up maybe a hole.
Right. Oh, that's probably a good point. Right.
I think that's what it is.
Right.
But tell me about what you do.
Well, it's interesting, you know, and thinking about what I do, I took a step back and I actually looked even in my apartment and I realized that there's stuff in my apartment that I do that specifically comes out of my knowledge of creating a sense of place, you know, and designing. I live in a small space, and then how do I design that small space to be usable for me?
Right.
Within color, placement of furniture, placement of, you know, pictures, a myriad of fabrics and furniture and everything like that. And so I realized, like, you know, I can relate in the sense of what I do in the sense of signage and creating wayfinding systems and giving people a sense of place, I really bring that into my home.
Right.
And so I've been able to actually apply what I've done professionally
into
my home. Correct.
For example, when you need to hang signs, I know that there's like a general rule that artwork, for example, should be at eye level.
That makes the most sense. I mean, again, when you hang signs, I mean, there's a few different things. There's like pedestrian level signage, or there's vehicular level signage. When it's vehicular, it used to be above cars. I mean, it just has to make sense. You know, like where you're going to place things, or what's your sort of your visual viewpoint.
And the same thing in your home.
Absolutely, same thing in your home with pictures. Or I mean, if something small and intimate, you know, you want to absolutely hang that at eye level. And
right.
You want to make that approachable. You want to make that something that people can walk up to and enjoy and, you know, sort of, you know, get and be able to view pretty easily. If you're dealing with a mural or things like that, I mean, that's something that, you know, can be placed on a complete wall surface. But you don't want that in a very small room necessarily.
Right.
Because you can't step back from it. You can't necessarily.
You can't visually get the whole picture in
correct.
At once.
Right.
I think a lot of a big mistake that people usually make with hanging most things on their walls is it's just too high. It's just
too high. Correct.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And I think that it's a good point. You know, the minute you place something where you think it's at the right level, that it should be, take a step back and maybe move down a couple more inches and see if that feels more comfortable. I mean, if you think about it, you're not always looking up, you know, and your neck shouldn't be straining to look up at something.
Right.
Right. So, and kind of people always walk with their head a little, you know, in a downward position anyway. So it's kind of, it should always be at eye level, a little below.
Right. And what about groupings?
I would say reduce visual clutter. So groupings, you know, if you're going to do groupings, it shouldn't be, you know, a very simple frame against a very ornate frame, against a very colorful frame, plastic against metal, against wood, you know. And when you do those groupings, they should make sense again.
So there should try to be a common theme.
Or a consistency in materials.
Okay.
As much. I mean, let's say if you do a grouping of frames or of pictures, like maybe all those frames should be black.
Well, which is a point. Actually, it's a great rule that you had told me.
Right.
You said, you know, the KISS rule. I'm like, I'm all about kisses, honey.
Right.
But you said the KISS rule, which is
keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. I think that's a great rule to live by.
Right.
Let's apply that to everything. Keep it simple, stupid. Okay. Without any, you know, not insulting anyone, you moron, keep it simple. Okay, Jordan Marcus, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. And Jordan Marcus is an environmental graphic designer, and it was great. I learned a lot.
Excellent.
Thank you again.
You're very welcome.
Coming up, more Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. Stay with us.
If you have a home improvement question or problem you'd like to ask the Tool Belt Diva, call 1-877-33-SERIOUS and dial channel number 135 for Discovery Channel Radio. You can also email Norma your question at discovery.radio@discovery.com.
My favorite accessory. I've always wanted one since I was a little girl, so I treated myself. It screams empowerment. I'm talking totally huge. The shine, the sparkle, the razzle-dazzle. Of course it goes with my favorite belts. And it could drive a 4-inch screw like a knife through butter, baby.
Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9 and Sunday at 8:30.
Only on Discovery Home Channel. We are back. We're back. This is Tool Belt Diva. I am Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva. I don't know if, you know, not everyone may know, but I make speaking appearances at home and garden shows across the country. And I had the great pleasure of doing a show down in Coconut Grove. And I met a great lady by the name of Sharon Berube. And we really hit it off. So, hi, Sharon.
Hello, Norma. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to speak with you.
I am thrilled to be on your show, just as I was thrilled to have you join us down in Coconut Grove a month ago.
You know, it was such a good time down there.
It was great.
It was a beautiful show. It one of my favorite.
Thank you.
And I'm all over the country, and just the exhibitors, the whole facility, you are fantastic. Your company, tell me the name of your company.
Home Show Management is the producer of the shows in South Florida, and we produce the home design and remodeling shows in Coconut Grove, Fort Lauderdale, and Miami Beach.
You guys were great.
Thank Thank you. I'm a little biased myself, but I do think we have amazing shows.
And, you know, but you've been doing this for many, many years. And, you know, I don't, until I started getting into this myself, I didn't realize how big it is.
Home shows are very big. And, of course, some are bigger than others. For instance, the shows that we do, the one on Miami Beach, is 230,000 square feet.
Yeah.
That represents over about 1,200 displays.
Oh, yeah.
Fort Lauderdale is in that same range of about 1,000 displays. I mean, it's a lot of products and services. And the neat thing about the South Florida shows, and I'm sure every region has their uniqueness, but the nice thing about the South Florida shows is they're international in flavor. So in one building, you're kind of shopping the world, if you will.
Absolutely.
I mean, at any given show, we can easily have, you know, 12 to 15 countries represented in products and services.
I love that.
And it's neat because you really do get a chance to explore and to get ideas and to see what's out there. So much of it is custom done. There are so many little things that you'd never be able to bump into just getting in your car and driving around your community.
Absolutely. That's what makes it so great. And you've been doing this for many years now, haven't you?
Yes. Of course, I started when I was 2.
Oh, no.
So I'm still a young thing.
You absolutely are a babe.
But I have been doing it for many years, and we've seen the industry change. We've seen a lot of growth in the home improvement, just as you have seen.
And I'm sure you've also seen, you know, different trends. Like, what's the trend that you notice now in let's say, the past few years?
Specifically, I mean, within the home improvement, I mean, just when we break it down, because, I mean, within home shows itself, there's home improvement, there's furnishings, there's accessorizing, but within home improvement itself has been the largest trend. I think the most up-to-date research that's come out has said that the remodeling industry has approached $250 billion
in
spending. And within that, if you break it down, and a lot of times what you're really looking at is homeowners who want to remodel because of either they want to modernize their homes or they want to make them more livable.
Right.
And I think that trend is what we're seeing. The incredible kitchens, that's a very big trend, especially the high-end kitchens.
Yes.
Because a kitchen is the heart of the home. I mean, think about it. When you go to friends' houses, where do you hang out?
That's right, in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Always in the kitchen. When I grew up, everything happened, all the important decisions were made in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of that movie with Cher? You remember Moonstruck?
That's what my life was like.
Where do they go? They go sit in the kitchen.
That's right.
When it was time to have a conversation, come to the kitchen.
Exactly. Even though nobody's cooking.
Exactly. And that's
still
one
in
of the
kitchen.
Trends that we see.
I'm cooking, though. Are you cooking, Sharon?
I don't like to cook, but I do like to eat.
Well, we all love to eat.
So can I come when you cook?
Absolutely. I would love to have you over.
Well, obviously somebody's cooking because these high-end kitchens are a big trend.
Yeah. Okay, so you've seen that it's the high-end kitchens.
Huge.
I love that. Well, yeah.
Huge. And really, we're seeing, it's interesting, the fastest-growing category of home improvement is definitely at the high-end.
Hmm.
The high-end kitchens, the high-end bathrooms. I mean, at some of our shows, Norma, we have bathrooms that would blow your mind. I mean, I don't even know why you would need mirrors going in so many of those directions. And I don't know why you would need to be. And I mean, think about it. People are so used to being entertained. I mean, now we're getting entertained in our cars with televisions. I am seeing these complete shower systems with, you know, showers coming from all directions, televisions, CDs, a DVD player.
Well, don't you love to dance in the shower? I want a disco ball set up and lights and speakers.
When the mirrors are around me, that might be frightening. I'm not sure I want to do that.
Sounds like a good time to me. That's funny.
Definitely the bathrooms. That's a very high-end remodeling project that is starting to account for a huge amount of the home improvement industry.
Where are you based out of? Isn't it? Is it Tennessee?
Knoxville.
I am
in Knoxville, Tennessee, home of the Volunteers.
I'm coming over.
Come on down. It's beautiful. Spring has arrived.
At the very least, I'll cook.
There you go. At the very least, I'll eat. And I'll tell jokes while we do it.
Oh, we'll have a good time.
Yes.
But Sharon, it was so nice catching up with you, and thank you so much for sharing all of your knowledge.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And I want you to come back to one of our shows again, Norma.
And I would love to have you come and be a guest on the radio show.
I would love it.
Or again, and if Tool Belt Diva gets around, we can do an episode in your house.
Oh, I would love it.
In Tennessee, in Knoxville.
Oh, I would love it. Please keep me on your list for all of the above.
All right. Well, you take care. All my best.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Coming up, more Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio.
If you have a home improvement question or problem you'd like to ask the Tool Belt Diva, call 1-877-33-SERIOUS and dial channel number 135 for Discovery Channel Radio. You can also email Norma your question at discovery.radio@discovery.com.
Home improvement shows have been geared towards guys, and I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, Capiche? Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.
Hi, this is Norma Valley, and you're listening to Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. I have somebody very special in here with me. He's actually, he's not really my cousin, but I've always called him my cousin Vinny. Like the movie, right? My cousin Vinny. And he is somebody that has such a broad knowledge of all types of construction, but specifically plumbing. He is the plumber from hell. Vinny.
Yes, no.
Talk to me about, well, I think that the first question I need to ask you has plagued us all for centuries. What's the deal with plumber's crack? I need to know, what is the deal with plumber's crack?
Well, unfortunately, it's an individual who wears his pants too loose, a certain type of pants, because a lot of plumbers have a little bit of a pouch.
Oh, is that it? So they can't bring their pants to the right height?
Well, the waist on your pants is a little wider
right.
than your body.
Right.
And when they bend down,
so invariably, they're bending down under the sink, and then there's that crack. All right. Somebody that's looking to buy a home, okay, and they go into a house, and they want to check out what the water is like in the house. What do you suggest they should do to see what the pressure is like, what the plumbing is like, et cetera?
Well, nowadays they have home inspection services. And some are legitimate, and some are not so legitimate. So one
Fugazi.
Thing, yes,
Fugazi.
Yeah. A Brooklyn Express, at best. What I would suggest you do is you hire a home inspection service, but you find someone who's creditable, has good references, get at least 3 or 4 references, and they have a well-rounded knowledge. Because if you're going to call a plumber to check the plumbing, an electrician to check the electrical, a carpenter to check the carpentry, dealing with structural work, it could cost you a lot of money.
Right.
Where if you call a home inspection service, that would be your best bet, but you need to find a reputable company. One way you could do that is you can call the Better Business Bureau, the Department of Buildings. They can refer you to various agencies that could recommend qualified people.
Isn't it also a good idea to put on all the water when you go in the house? Put on the water and see if you have one bathroom flowing and another bathroom flowing and what the pressure is like.
Well, if you want to do your own inspection, which you should do, is definitely go in the basement, take a look at the pipes, see the condition they're in. Do you see any rust? Does it look like anything is rotted? Do you see any dripping? That's a telltale sign that the plumbing system is old. Of course, if it's an old house, the plumbing system is old. Asking questions, that will always help you. You have to be your own detective.
Right. Speaking of old houses, like you had mentioned, we have Aunt Rosemary in here with us. And Aunt Rosemary, she's famous, she's infamous, she's everybody's Aunt Rosemary. So Aunt Rosemary, I know that you have a story. Actually, it's more of a nightmare of something that had happened to you that I'd like to share with everyone that's listening, because this is something very, very typical that happens to washing machines.
I came home about 2 o'clock on a very, very hot summer day, actually in the morning, and I kept hearing shh, 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 shh. But in the quiet of the morning, I couldn't imagine what it was, not realizing as I was walking that I was walking on water. When I got into the kitchen, unfortunately, the washing machine was in the kitchen. There was water spitting all over the place. I turned on the light. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't believe I was standing in water. I didn't know where the shutoff valve was. I didn't know what was happening. So I ran to the phone, and I called my nephew, Sal, and he advised me to shut off the water. I didn't know where it was. So he had to walk me through to go down the basement. I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't wait for him to come. It was a complete nightmare. And from that point on, I learned to know where the cutoff valves are for electricity or for water. It's something that I should have known prior.
Right.
And it was a nightmare because I can't tell you how many hours it was taking up all that water and all the damage that it did do.
Sure. Do you find that happens a lot with washing machines? The supply lines explode. They burst.
Yeah, that happens quite often, and they make a product now. They make a few products. One product that they make is a no-burst
braided steel line.
Right. It's a braided steel supply, and it's much more durable. And they also make a pan that you could put on underneath the washing machine that has a drain in it.
Oh, okay.
And this way, if there's any leakage, that it can go into the pan and out into the drainage system.
But, I mean, as a preemptive measure, I think that people automatically should change out those old rubber hoses that are on their washing machines and put in the no-burst braided lines.
Yeah,
that agree. That immediately will stop a very real and potential problem of flooding from your washing machine. I mean, that's why one of the reasons why landlords don't like their tenants to have washing machines in their apartments.
Mm-hmm. And may I interject, too, that when you own a home and or even a small apartment, to have someone check the house or the apartment at least once a day, every other day, because if I had gone away for a week, the house would be floating down the avenue.
Well, I don't know if you have to check it every day.
Well,
but I think that obviously periodically you should run a maintenance checks around your house.
What if I was away for the weekend?
Well, like you said, the house would have been floating down 86th Street,
yes,
for sure.
It would.
Absolutely. That's a good thing that we had Sal come by. And
amen.
And I want to thank you so much for being here today, Vinny and Aunt Rosemary. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for all the great information, Vinny. Thank you for the wonderful story, Aunt Rosemary. We love you.
Love you, too.
And stay with us. We'll be right back with answers to your email questions right here on Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. For years, home improvement shows have been geared towards guys. And I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, Capiche? Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.
All right, folks, up next, I'm going to get to catch up with a homeowner that I did a project with on my television show, Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Home Channel. And we have Leslie here. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, Norma.
It's been so long?
It's been a while.
How many months now?
It's probably been about 7 months.
So let me explain to the listeners. Leslie was in desperate need of a functional home office. She had an extra room in the house that served as a storage space for a lot of stuff, a big old table, and it wasn't functional at all. So we went in and built Leslie a little home office. So how's that going for you?
Oh, it's just a dream. You know, it took a room that was dark, ugly, crowded, non-functional, and now we love being in that space. It's just this lovely spot that's open and airy, and I can get my work done. There's lots of workspace. It's fabulous.
I am so happy to hear that. We had built together, Leslie and I had built together, a desk that was custom made for the shape of her room that allowed space for both her and her daughter to sit and do work. And it was also built into a corner so that there was plenty of room for a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put shelves over that. And do you love the layout?
I absolutely love it. I wouldn't change anything about it.
Is that right?
I have all of my travel and reference books since I'm a writer, you know, up above. And now I've got all this space down below. And I can like pile up projects. It's not as cluttered as it sounds, but I actually can keep things really well organized because I've got so much more space now.
Right. I'm so happy to hear that. Let me ask you, before you did the project with me, what were you thinking was going to be like your big scary endeavor for doing a project like this?
Well, you know, I think before I would have been kind of clueless. I would have gone to the library and checked out a book, maybe two or three books, read through them and gone, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. And with your being there side by side, explaining things as we went and showing me how to use the tools, it became something that I felt really confident about.
All right, sweetheart. Great talking to you. All the best.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today on Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. And I want to thank all of my guests, like Leslie. She's such a great lady. And, of course, my cousin Vinny and the precious Aunt Rosemary. Thank you. I am Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva. To learn more about me and my show, go to discovery.com and click on Discovery Home. And if you have any questions for me, send me an email at discovery.radio@discovery.com. Don't forget to tell me your name and where you live. Thanks again for listening, and ciao tutti.